Laudator Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Wednesday, the 4th of June, Pope Leo meets with the National Italian American Foundation on the occasion of its 50th anniversary. The Vatican Secretary of State makes a call to the global community not to accept war as unavoidable. And the Archbishop of Seoul, South Korea, urges the newly elected president to lead with moderation and attentive listening. In the Vatican, I'm Kelsey Gussie. During his third general audience, Pope Leo XIV continued his catechesis series on Jesus Christ, Our Hope, which has been the theme at the heart of the general audiences throughout the Holy Year. In that context, the Pope focused this week on the parable of the workers of the last hour. In the passage of Matthew's Gospel, the landowner gives the same wage even to the workers of the 11th hour, those who arrived much later than the others. And as Deborah Castellano-Luboff reports, Pope Leo shared how this story illustrates how God is the landowner who is generous with his mercy.
God never gives up on us. He is always ready to accept us and give meaning and hope to our lives.
Pope Leo XIV gave this comforting reminder during his weekly Wednesday general audience in the Vatican. God, Pope Leo marveled, wants to give everyone his kingdom with a life that he noted is full, eternal, and joyful. And that, he highlighted, is exactly what Jesus does with us.
E così fa Gesù con noi, non fa graduatori. A chi gli apre il cuore dona tutto se stesso.
He doesn't rank us. And to anyone who opens their heart to him, Pope Leo insisted, he gives all of himself. In light of today's parable, Pope Leo acknowledged that a Christian nowadays might be tempted to think, why start working right away if the reward is the same? But he reminded that St. Augustine had responded to this doubt, saying, why then do you delay to follow the one who calls you when you are sure of the reward but uncertain of the day? St. Augustine also said, be careful not to deprive yourself through your delay of what he will give you according to his promise. Before concluding, Pope Leo had said he wished to address some words to the faithful and especially the young people. Don't wait, but respond with enthusiasm to the Lord who calls us to work in his vineyard. And he underscored, don't postpone. Roll up your sleeves, because the Lord is generous and you won't be disappointed. By working in God's vineyard, the Holy Father stressed, you will find an answer to that deep question you carry within you. What is the meaning of my life? Therefore, the Pope stressed, let's not be discouraged. For even in the dark moments of life, when time passes without giving us the answers we seek, let us ask the Lord to come out again and find us where we are waiting for him. For he is generous, and he will come soon.
May all of us, and especially our young people, be generous and enthusiastic in responding to his call to work in his vineyard.
I'm Deborah Castellano-Luboff.
And before his weekly Wednesday general audience, Pope Leo held a private meeting with the National Italian American Foundation on the occasion of its 50th anniversary. In his reflection, the Pope thanked the group for their work in educating young people regarding the Italian culture and history. Devin Watkins tells us more.
Pope Leo XIV met on Wednesday morning with members of the Italian American Foundation, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Between 1820 and 2004, around 5.5 million Italians immigrated to the United States, many of whom hailed from southern Italy. Around 16.8 million Americans have some Italian heritage, counting over 5% of the population. In his remarks, Pope Leo noted that millions of Americans proudly claim their Italian roots, even if their ancestors arrived in the United States generations ago. The Pope praised the Italian American Foundation for its efforts to provide scholarships to young people facing financial hardship. He said their work to educate young people regarding Italian culture and history helps maintain a mutually beneficial and concrete connection between the two nations. Speaking in English, he recalled the popular piety and religious devotion of many Italian immigrants.
A hallmark of many who immigrated to the United States from Italy was their Catholic faith, with its rich traditions of popular piety and devotions that they continued to practice in their new nation. This faith sustained them in difficult moments, even as they arrived with a sense of hope for a prosperous future in their new country.
Pope Leo observed the group's visit to the Vatican occurs during the Jubilee Year of Hope, and he invited them to enjoy the spiritual wealth of Rome. The city, he added, is marked by the tombs of the Apostles Peter and Paul, as well as many saints who have strengthened the Church through the difficult periods of history. In an age beset by many challenges, said Pope Leo XIV, may this renew your sense of hope and trust in the future. I'm Devin Watkins.
Since Pope Leo's election on May 8th, peace and nonviolence have been common themes of his speeches. From his first address after the white smoke, to more recently his words on Sunday, to close the Jubilee of children, families, grandparents, and the elderly. Marie Dennis, the senior program director of Pax Christi International's Catholic Nonviolence Initiative, spoke to Vatican Radio about Pope Leo continuing Pope Francis' call for peace around the world.
When you look at the world right now, it's pretty obvious that an enormous challenge is to build a world that actually is peaceful, where people can live in dignity and accomplish their dreams and have what they need to live. So peace, it was wonderful that he focused on peace right away. And it was even more wonderful that just a few days ago, he very specifically articulated the importance of nonviolence, the importance of nonviolence in terms of relationships, the importance. He spoke particularly, I think it was just a few days ago, about how young children need to have the witness of people in their lives, adults who have committed to living nonviolently and who know how to do it. I believed exactly that nonviolence needs to be brought into our political arena of possibilities. But nonviolence also needs to be spirituality and a way of life, and that we begin with the youngest children, helping them to understand that violence is not the same as conflict, that conflict will be part of our lives, whether it's between siblings or between nations. But it's how we respond to conflict that's so important. And we can help children, young children, learn the skills of nonviolent communication, nonviolent conflict transformation, how to interrupt situation where there is a move toward violence, how to safely interrupt difficult situations and so on. So for Pope Leo to have highlighted that, he lifted up protagonists of nonviolent processes of peace building. And he pointed to those inspiring people and communities, and there are many of them in the world, who in spite of being on the receiving end of terrible violence have made a decision to respond without violence and who've learned how to do that.
That was Marie Dennis, the senior program director of Pax Christi International's Catholic Nonviolence Initiative, speaking there to Vatican Radio. Cardinal Pietro Parolin, the Vatican Secretary of State, has called on the global community not to accept war as unavoidable, insisting that no war is inevitable and no peace is impossible. Linda Bordoni reports.
In an interview with a daily Italian newspaper, Cardinal Parolin reaffirmed the Holy See's mission as a mediator and voice for peace. Speaking in the wake of the failed Istanbul summit on Ukraine, he said the weapons must fall silent to make way for the hope of peace. And echoing Pope Leo XIV's firm commitment to diplomacy, the cardinal stressed that any peace must be both just and lasting. Never, he said, the result of fear or imposition. A true peace, Cardinal Parolin continued, respects the dignity of all without humiliations and without leaving open wounds. Turning to Gaza, the cardinal condemned the ongoing humanitarian tragedy and urged Israel to lift the blockade on aid. War, he said, is not a legitimate path to resolve conflict, and he affirmed that negotiation, however difficult, is the only path forward. Answering a question regarding the increase in military spending in Europe, Parolin warned of the dangers of rearmament. The right to self-defense is not absolute, he said. Excessive arms build-up risks worsening global instability. The Vatican Secretary of State also addressed mounting tensions between the US and China, urging dialogue and multilateral cooperation to prevent a return to Cold War and to global bipolarity. Diplomacy, mutual respect and transparency, he said, are essential for peace and sustainability. Concluding, the Cardinal reflected on the inauguration of Pope Leo XIV and described it as a moment of renewed international recognition of the Vatican's role in diplomacy and its push for peace. The early days of Pope Leo's pontificate have already been marked by an urgent appeal to build bridges together, which, Parolin noted, has sparked interest and constructive dialogue among world leaders. I'm Linda Bordoni.
Following the presidential election in South Korea yesterday, Archbishop Peter Cheung-soo Taik of Seoul has urged the incoming president, Lee Jae-myung, to lead with moderation and attentive listening and to unify a deeply divided nation through inclusive and compassionate governance. Isabella de Carvalho reports.
In his message issued on June 4th, the Archbishop congratulated Lee on his election as the country's 21st president and called on him to govern beyond partisan interests. He emphasized the need for leadership that prioritizes social trust and the common good. Archbishop Cheung challenged the new president to not stand on one side, but with all citizens, gathering scattered hearts into one and showing the nation a noble and unifying leadership. Continuing his message, the prelate expressed his desire that amid the rising tide of political strife and social tension, incoming President Lee will lead by example in moderation and attentive listening. Archbishop Cheung said the outcome of the election, held in the midst of deep confusion and division, reflected more than simple political support. It embodied a fervent hope for a new era and a better community. He called on the president-elect to approach his mandate with a deep sense of responsibility and a spirit of strong solidarity, and to act as a leader who builds bridges rather than walls. The Archbishop urged the newly elected president to once again rise above partisan interests, restore social trust, and work wholeheartedly for the common good. And he stressed that the entire nation will walk with him on that path, each from their respective place. Concluding his message, Archbishop Cheung offered a prayer that the new administration be guided by wisdom and courage, expressing hope that each step taken by the president would inspire national hope and reflect the lived realities of ordinary citizens. I'm Isabella de Carvalho.
And turning to the African continent, two people who the Ugandan army describe as armed terrorists have been killed in the capital Kampala as the country marks Martyrs' Day, a Christian celebration to commemorate the faithful who died in the 19th century. A counterterrorism unit intercepted and neutralized the two, one of whom was a female suicide bomber in the upmarket suburb of Munyonyo, army spokesperson reported. The incident took place near the Roman Catholic Munyonyo Martyr Shrine, where a group had gathered to pray, local media reported. Reports also cited an explosion, with an eyewitness telling Uganda's Daily Monitor newspaper that the blast occurred as the two approached the church on a motorcycle. There were no other casualties, but the army spokesperson did not confirm the blast, but yet added that the authorities were on heightened alert. That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, please visit our VaticanNews.va website and follow along on our Facebook, X, and Instagram social media accounts, where you can follow what our new Pope, Pope Leo XIV, is doing during all his upcoming events as the 266th successor to St. Peter. Many thanks today go to the Super Daniele Giorgi and Emil Alexander Sandberg in studio. And of course, a special thanks to all of you for listening, and be sure to join us again tomorrow at this same time for more. In the Vatican, I'm Kelsey Gussie.